romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Pamelo.
The Cisco Kid.
Question.
How can I tell if I have cancer?
Answer.
A danger signal might lead you to suspect cancer, but only a physician can tell. If a danger signal persists, be sure to see your doctor immediately.
Knowing the answers to questions about cancer could help you save your life. For a free booklet containing the 7 danger signals, contact your American Cancer Society.
The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Dude. The old yellow vein gold camp in the early days of the West was one men called a rip snorter. Some of the toughest characters ever to wash pay dirt pitched their tents at Yellow Vein, spat on their hands, and went to work. Others came to steal, like jackals, the gains of the honest. It was a contrast in terms typical of such camps that the dude should come to Yellow Vein. One drizzly day, when many of the miners had knocked off work, the dude came walking down the rude camp street. Among those watching were Adam Rouse and Charlie Mason.
Hey, look, Charlie, look what's coming into camp.
Well, by thunder, a blasted dude.
Striped pants, high beaver hat.
And a flower in his buttonhole.
I can't believe my eyes, Charlie. Hey, is that a cane he's lugging or ain't it?
Sure is. Gold-headed cane, too.
Oh, you cutie, you.
Guess we're going to have some fun today, Adam. He's walking over here. Hey, dude, ain't you lost?
I say, where does the chap dig?
Where does he what?
For gold, old boy. The yellow metal, filthy lucre, and all that sort of thing.
You don't mean you're going to dig in them pants.
I have a change of apparel in my bag, and the merchant in the adjoining town is delivering a tent for me, along with all the necessary incidentals.
Well, ain't
that a dandy? But you'll get them lily-white hands dirty.
Are you trying to be offensive, fellow?
I ain't only trying.
Now, wait a minute, Adam. So you want to dig for gold, eh, dude? I guess I can show you a place. You see that rise of ground just beyond the edge of camp?
Yes.
That's the place. Go stake out your claim on that. Then start digging, and in no time at all, you'll be rich.
You're ever so much obliged, old fellow.
Oh, don't mention it. The pleasure's all mine, old dear.
They know gold on the mob, Charlie.
That's why I sent him there. Because they ain't. But we'll keep on telling them there is till he digs clear down to China.
Wet day, Cisco.
Yeah, very wet day, Pancho. Sometimes I think a drizzle like this is wetter than a heavy rain. But with these ponchos on, we will keep dry.
Si, Cisco. Pancho make up a poem about his poncho.
Oh, I would like to hear it, amigo.
It's like this, Cisco. Pancho's poncho pinches poncho.
It's not exactly a poem, Pancho, but it will do.
It'll do.
Hey, this looks like a mining camp we are coming to.
Well, they send you a dig for gold over there, Cisco. We go watch him, no?
Si, if you would like to watch him, we will ride over.
And Pancho tell the senor his poem, too. He's a good poem.
Oh, there,
oh, logo, oh, logo, oh, nah.
What is this, senor?
What is this, senor? Pancho make up a poem, senor. Do you listen? Pancho pinches Pancho.
Is the fellow a simpleton?
It's far from a simpleton, senor. He merely wished to share his fun with you, that is all.
What a simpleton, Cisco.
We do not need to talk about that now, Pancho.
No?
Are you having any luck, senor?
Oh, beastly luck, old fellow. I've been digging here for 2 hours without a strike.
Oh? Not a long time, senor. But do not get discouraged. May I look at what you have dug?
Righto.
Pancho get off loco, too. Pancho think maybe a simpleton good. And Pancho think a simpleton almost not quite a poet. Pancho a simpleton.
This earth looks good, senor. There's gold all around. There's no reason why gold should not be here, too. Oh, what is this? Yeah, look, senor.
By Jove, it's a belly nugget.
Hey, did you stop to inspect what you have dug?
No, but does a chap have to do that?
Well, of course. Gold does not appear in the form of gold pieces, senor. Look here.
Another nugget. And another. Oh, bless you, old boy. Bless you. I say, this is frightfully jolly. Gold.
See, si, senor. You have struck it rich.
You say
he
struck it rich here,
hombre? Si, I'm sure he has.
I can't tell you, chaps, how sporting of you it was to direct me to this spot.
Oh, boy, thunder, he has hit it at him. Yeah, you filed on these diggings, dude?
Oh, of course, oh boy, you told me to.
Well, we didn't tell you. We got a previous claim on it, dude.
That's right. He just hadn't got around to working it.
Is that the usual thing?
Why, sure. What Charlie meant was we just sort of loaning these diggings to you.
Of course, if that's the way...
Un momento, senor. You say you filed a claim?
Yes, of course.
Then do not give it up.
What are you butting into this for, hombre?
Because you are evidently trying to swindle this man out of what is rightfully his.
Say, and Pancho not like the looks of these, hombres.
You keep out of this too, fat one.
Do not call Pancho fat one, hombre.
Come on, Charlie, let's get these buzzards out of here.
I'm with you.
Come on, you're fighting, really.
I am not in favor of fighting, senor. When an hombre starts to fight with me... I'm going to do my best to finish it.
Yeah. Won't go down, Cisco. He rolled in the mud.
Hey, now we'll see about this other over.
Wait a minute. Did he call you Cisco?
Hey, he did.
Are you the Cisco kid?
I am, Omri. Are you going to fight or not?
Now, look with you, I ain't. Come on, Charlie. We're getting out of here.
But this gold.
Never mind the gold. Come on.
Now the fight over, and time to think up another poem and be another simpleton, no?
Awfully decent of you, Cisco.
It's quite all right, senor. I think Pancho and I will remain near this camp, for those hombres are not going to give up trying to get your gold on this claim of yours.
You know how much that dude took out of his claim yesterday, Adam?
About $600?
$2,000 worth.
Yeah. You sure, Charlie? Of
course I'm sure. The whole camp's talking about it. He hit into some big nuggets.
We gotta get that claim somehow.
We'll get it. We gotta get that Cisco kid out of the way first, Adam. He's hanging around here today, him and that other.
Wait a minute, Charlie.
What's the matter?
There's the horses standing by the hitch rail in front of the post office.
What about it?
Now, lots of the boys ain't working today. It's still drizzling some. Weaver Walsh ain't working, and he's the mayor of this camp.
What are you getting at?
There's only some way to get some gold into them saddlebags, Charlie.
Oh, make it look as if Cisco'd stole it, eh?
Yeah. You see, a miner's court ain't easy on stealing. If we could work a scheme like that, we'd get rid of Cisco and that other one in a hurry. Then we could go after the dude.
Well, why not? The dude lugged all his gold into his tent in a box last night. Maybe he left it right there. Let's go have a look at him, quick, before Cisco leaves the post office.
Cisco, please write a poem for Pancho and mail the poem to Pancho's cousin in the law, Porfirio.
Say, Pancho, as soon as I finish writing these notes to some of our friends.
Cisco, please write down a poem now while Pancho thinks of a poem.
Oh, all right. May as well, because you will give me no peace until I write down that poem for you.
Si, Cisco. It's a good poem. And Pancho think it all up last night by the campfire in the rain.
How does it go, Pancho?
And Pancho tells you first, Cisco, and then you write.
Si. Go ahead.
Dear cousin in the law, Porfirio. Pancho, Cisco, here in the rain. And rain give Pancho a big, big pain. I like that part. And Pancho like to get so wet because Pancho not want to be a duck just yet.
Oh, Pancho.
Hoping you are the same, your friend and cousin in the Lord, Pancho.
But this is no kind of a letter to send to Porfirio, Pancho.
Pancho want Porfirio to think Pancho a simpleton.
That is just exactly what he will think you are.
See, a simpleton. Almost not quite a poet.
That is not the meaning of the word simpleton, Pancho.
Pancho thought so, Cisco. What does simpleton mean? What does
it means someone who is very close to being an idiot.
Uh-huh.
And you are far from being an idiot.
Oh, Pancho. I don't want his cousin in the law Porfirio to think Pancho idiot, Cisco.
Of course you do not want, amigo.
Well, Cisco not ride the pony. And Pancho think I've a good letter for Porfirio. Sometime, but not now.
Well, in that case, I'll finish writing these notes, Pancho.
And you do this.
We'll ride around to the senor's claim and see how he's making out today.
In that box, Charlie?
It's right over here, Adam. Gold and all.
Well, stuff that gold into your pockets. Let's get out of here. Want me to take some of it?
Nope, I can take it. There. Look out through the tent flap, Adam, and see if anybody's coming along the street.
Nope. It's all clear.
Then let's go.
Horses are still standing from the post office, Charlie.
Yeah. We ain't got far to go. Just cross the street.
The only chance we're taking is that somebody will see us from inside the post office. And the cracks in that rough lumber is half an inch wide.
Nobody's likely to see us. We're on the off side of the horses.
Yeah. I sure hope these horses ain't...
Steady. Whoa there. Steady now, boy. Steady. Nobody's going to hurt you. Lift up the flap of that saddlebag, Adam.
Yep.
Now to put in this here gold nuggets.
Sure, hate to see that going in there when we could use it, Charlie.
Yeah, we stand to make more, and there's plenty more. Yeah, come on. We'll go tell Reaper Walsh we saw Cisco rob the dude's tent.
Ah, there we are, Pancho. Huh? Put these letters into the mail slot, and we will leave the post office. Yeah. It's good to write to one's friends every now and then, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Pancho, think of a good letter to Porfirio in the next few months.
In the next few months?
One month, one word.
Well, at least that is easy on the brain, amigo. Well, what is this crowd of hombres coming this way for, eh?
I don't know.
We saw Cisco
with
the dudes. Yeah, and then come across the street and put the gold in
the sand.
That's right.
What
did hombre
say, Cisco?
Un momento, Pancho. Let them do the talking first.
Hey, you the Cisco kid?
Si, senor.
Well, I'm Reaper Walsh. I'm the mayor of this here camp. I'd kind of like to have a look in your saddlebag, Cisco.
Well, for what reason, Senor Walsh?
To see how much gold you got there.
You won't find no gold there. What makes you think you will?
Any objections?
No, none at all, Senor.
All right. What's this? This looks like gold to me. All right, what about this, Cisco?
I know nothing whatever about it, Senor. Someone besides Pancho and me put that gold there.
We saw you put it there, Cisco.
Why, you lying coyote?
All right, Cisco. Looks bad for you and your partner. All right, tie them up, boys. Throw them in that empty tent while we draw up the court right now.
We will not submit to this, Senor Walsh.
Take them, boys.
Get your back to the belly, Pancho.
He, Cisco, but they come from all around. Look out, Cisco. He gun whip you. Cisco, go down. And Pancho, keep on it.
I got this one.
Why don't we just string them up, Reaper? Never mind the court.
No, wait a minute. We won't string them up. Not without debating it and then having these two hombres stand trial. That's only fair. Somebody go get the dude.
I'll go, Reaver.
All right, now shut up. Shut up, you galoots. Court's now in session.
Against the usual brand of hair trigger justice dealt out by the miners' court, the lives of Cisco and Pancho count for little. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid.
Back in 1896, it took an awful lot of energy to be a kid, starting with a 3-mile hike to school in the morning. 1896 was the year Hot Ralston cereal came along to provide this kind of energy. And Hot Ralston provides the energy today's lively youngsters need, too, because Hot Ralston's the same today as it was back in 1896. A cereal full of good old-time nutrition. It's got the vitamins, protein, and minerals your whole family needs. And Hot Ralston's got the flavor, too. Rich whole grain wheat flavor. Whole wheat flavor and whole wheat nutrition. That's Hot Ralston. Instant Ralston cooks in 10 seconds or regular Ralston. Old-time nutrition from Checkerboard Square.
back to the Cisco Kid in our exciting story, The Dude. Plotting to get Cisco and Pancho out of the way in order to jump the claim of the Englishman who was known to the Yellowvein mining camp as The Dude, the outlaws, Charlie and Adam, planted stolen gold in Cisco's saddlebag and publicly accused him of stealing it from The Dude. Now, tied with ropes, Cisco and Pancho are lying in a tent, while outside the miners' court deliberates.
Cisco gets free from these ropes, no?
I'm trying hard, Pancho. New rope. Perhaps I can stretch it enough to free my hands.
Yes. All right, now somebody tell the dude to hustle up and get here.
He's gone off to his tent, Reaper, to make sure his gold's missing.
Oh, all right. Here he comes.
And Pancho try too, Cisco. And Pancho, that can get free. Cisco strong. Cisco get free.
I do not seem to be making much progress, Pancho. I'm going to keep trying.
Keep trying, huh?
These miners' courts go more by emotion than by judgment.
That look good for us, Cisco.
No, it does not look good, amigo.
Let him in here. All right, now, what about it, dude? What about it? Your gold gone?
Everything. Who would steal a chap's gold in such a barefaced manner?
A couple of hombres called Cisco and Pancho not only would, but did, dude.
Cisco and Pancho?
Yes, Cisco and Pancho.
Oh, I say, that's incredible.
Oh, no, now, let that argue, boys. Order.
Guy's working his rope loose, Pancho.
Yes, this is good, Cisco.
All right, now listen to me, everyone here. Evidence seems to be clear that Cisco and Pancho swiped the dude's gold.
Yeah, to string them up.
Shut up. Now, I ain't through talking. All those in favor of stringing them up, just say so.
I have one hand free, Pancho.
Cisco, get the other one free, pronto. And Pancho, I want to be stringed up.
See, I think I can now, Pancho.
All right now. All those opposed to stringing them up, just say so.
Aye.
What? Mean to say you don't want them strung up, dude?
Cisco hardly looks like a rascal, Judge. I don't believe he stole my bally gold.
You think you do stick up for us, Cisco?
There, my feet are free.
Now untie you, Pancho. Your gold was found in Cisco's saddlebag.
Jolly peculiar, old boy, but let Cisco come out here and tell his own story, what?
Hurry, Cisco, hurry.
Pancho, see.
Cisco's going to have a chance to tell his own story, dude. But I'm telling you, he's guilty as blazes. There's no doubt.
There, Pancho, you are free. Come. We'll lift the rear wall of these tents and get out that way.
See, Cisco.
Come on, out quickly,
man. Somebody bring them hombres out here.
Adam and me will be.
All right, Pancho.
This way, Pancho.
Hey, what? Hey, here.
Get out of the way.
This is far enough, Pancho.
Come on. Logo. Easy now. Pancho, glad to get out of that, Cisco.
Glad myself, amigo. With those hombres, Charlie and Adam. Not see the last of us. Up, get out of the car.
Up, go.
Hey, Reaper. You in your tent?
Yeah, come on in.
All right.
Well, howdy, boys. Sit down.
Ain't got time, Reaper.
Hey?
Say, Reaper, that dude ought to swing.
Dude ought to swing? Well, what for?
Yep, Cisco, get away. That's what's for.
How do you know that?
Well, figure it out for yourself. The dude was a long time over in his tent when you told him to go see if his gold had been stole. Sneaked out the back of it, circled the camp, got into the tent where Cisco was, and untied them hombres.
Now, wait a minute. I wouldn't think he'd do that. Why would he untie him to lug away his gold?
I believe he's a thief, Reaper. Him and Cisco's in league to rob this whole camp.
Sure. He ought to swing.
You know, yeah. It seems to me you hombres are mighty anxious to get somebody strung up.
Well, it ain't that, Reaper. We just want to see justice done.
All right. Justice will be done. All right, now, Vamoose. Go on. I got work to do.
All right.
He didn't get far with that job.
Only thing left to do is go over to the knob and talk to the dude. And this time we'll make sure he gets out of this camp. Come on.
Oh, loco. Why we stop here, Cisco?
Leave our horses here, Pancho.
Huh?
Walk to where the senor is working.
Oh, si.
We do not want to be seen by anyone in the camp, amigo.
They think we go for good, no?
That is what I want them to think. Come, Pancho.
Hey, come, Pancho.
I have a plan that I think will work with those hombres, and so I... Wait, Pancho.
Isn't it rich today, dude?
I'm having jolly good luck, old boy.
Those hombres are talking with him now, Pancho. Follow me and make no noise, and do not let them see you.
Hey,
this is your last day in these diggings, dude. You understand? You're leaving.
Huh?
What Charlie means is if you ain't out of this camp by daylight tomorrow, you're a dead man.
I say, that's hardly a subtle threat.
Anyway, what we just said goes.
As a matter of fact, I'm quite ready to leave. I,
I've mined all the gold I need.
You have, eh?
However, I'll hold this claim until tomorrow in order to clean up the nuggets I've dug today.
Sure, that's all right. We thought you'd be reasonable.
You're keeping this gold in your tent tonight, dude?
Why, of course. No one else would touch it now that Cisco is gone.
Kind of changed your mind about Cisco, huh? We thought you would. Well, come on, Adam.
Cisco, Senor, do you think we steal his gold?
No, I do not think he does, Pancho.
No?
I do not understand him yet.
Me neither.
I'm sure he is not afraid of them. Yet, when they threaten, he agrees to leave. Huh. It is strange, but... But come.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Yes, Cisco. Pancho, by Joe. Jolly good to see you again.
Well, gracias. If you will walk to our horses with us, we will return your gold.
No hurry. That's your convenience.
Pancho, think the senor not worry about his goals, no?
Not at all, Pancho. Uh-huh. I knew you and Cisco would return eventually.
Your confidence is gratifying, senor. But would you please walk with us? I would like to discuss a plan with you. A plan to catch those two hombres red-handed.
Easier than I thought, Adam.
Sure did, Charlie.
Well, all the better. We'll take over tomorrow.
The only trouble is he didn't put up no argument at all. Scared too easy.
What of it?
His eyes wasn't scared, Adam. I'd like to know more about that dude.
All I want to know is that he gets out of this camp tomorrow.
Say, this is frightfully heavy.
That's him now, Adam. Look out the tent and see what he's doing.
I say, would you be kind enough to help me carry this box to my tent?
You mean that box is full of gold?
Good haul, what?
Well, sure, I'll help you, dude. Just wait till I get my boots back on. Hey, Charlie, we're getting that gold tonight. We'd be plumb crazy to let him get away with that much.
It's late, Cisco. It's dark. Wait here for a long time outside of Senor Dude's tent. Nobody come.
Have patience, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Those hombres will come up to that big box, or I do not know human greed.
Light in the tent, Cisco.
Si. The Senor left his lantern burning purposely so that we can see what we are doing.
Senor Dude sleep, no?
Either asleep or pretending to be asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Careful, Pancho. Here comes someone.
See, si, two hombres.
Get down. Don't let them see you.
Pancho, not get down any downer. Get down.
Get down.
Get your gun ready, Charlie.
I got it.
Come on.
Make a sound, dude, and I'll kill you. Get your hands up.
He says a hold it, fella.
That's right. Tie him up, Adam. Get a gag in his mouth. We're taking your gold, dude, and we're taking you, too.
I'll make a fast job of tying him up.
Yeah.
There.
Come, Pancho. Si, si.
And we're going to make sure you won't talk about this afterwards.
You will not stop him from talking, Omri?
What the... Get him down, Charlie!
You need practice with that gun, Omri. Untie the Senor Pancho.
He si, go.
What I intend the business at hand. And so much for you.
Cisco, the other one get away.
Come back here, you hombre.
No, no.
You stay here.
Oh. Two down. There, you untied, senor dude.
Oh, thanks, Pancho. Nice work, Cisco. Very nice.
What's going on here? Hey, it's Cisco. Grab him.
Un momento. These are the hombres you want, senor Walsh. They came in here to rob the senor.
He's crazy, Reaper. Adam and me tracked Cisco here.
Why, you coyote? Stand up and we will continue this fight.
No more.
Then take back that light. Quickly.
My way.
Very well. Get up here.
No, I quit Cisco.
Then tell the senor the truth.
Adam and me was after the gold, Reaper.
Ah, you squealer.
Quieto. That means shut up.
What about that gold in my saddlebag, hombre?
We put it there. Now, let me go, Cisco.
Yeah. Now, I've been getting suspicious of you hombres right along. All right. What say, boys? Shall we hold another court right here?
No, Senor Walsh. Let us take these hombres to the territorial marshal.
I'll take them myself, Cisco.
What's that, dude?
Where the fancy talk go to?
I'm no dude. No? I'm Luke Johnson, out of the Denver Police Department. Been after these two for 6 months.
They're wanted
in Denver for murder.
But why did you not arrest them the moment you got here?
Murder in Denver means nothing to these miners here in Yellow Vein. If they like a man, they'll stick by him, and I couldn't fight the whole camp. I had to prove these men were crooks.
Well, it's all right with me, Johnson, if you take them. Just show me your identification.
Here it is. Yeah. And thanks for the help, Cisco.
You are quite a man, Senor Johnson. You not only get your man, but you get rich in the bargain.
I wish I had. But all I dug out of that place was one small nugget. The rest I brought with me for bait.
Ain't that gold in that big box?
That's just plain dirt, sucker. Hold out your hands for these cuffs. And, Cisco, thanks for all the assistance you and Pancho gave me. Without your help, I doubt if I'd been able to make these arrests.
Cisco.
Hey, Pancho.
Pancho like to go to a good cafe and get a good meal.
We will do that, Pancho. In the nearby town of Preston. But first, Pancho, we will go to the barber shop there and get our haircut.
Go to that barber in Preston?
Si.
Oh, no, no, Cisco. Pancho not like that barber.
Well, what is the matter with him?
The last time Pancho go to him, he asked Pancho one big fool question.
He asked you one big fool question?
Si, Cisco, he do.
Well, what did he ask you?
He asked Pancho how Pancho and his haircut.
Well, I see nothing wrong with that question, Chico.
Well, Pancho do.
All right, tell me, what is wrong in asking how you want your hair cut?
Because only one way to cut Pancho's hair, Cisco. Off.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid.
Presenting Miss Sherry Lewis and friend Hush Puppy.
Hush Puppy, may I tell you something?
What, Sherry?
80% of learning is seeing.
Oh, I see.
School achievement depends upon your ability to learn.
Oh, I see.
Now, Hush Puppy, your records show that you haven't been doing too well in school.
So I see.
What might the reason be?
Maybe I don't see.
Maybe. That's why the American Optometric Association recommends a professional vision examination at least once a year.
To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.